So let's review. The Gemara discusses several cases where one sold property and described the boundaries of the property in ambiguous terms, and where we sometimes utilize the concept of mitzar mirchevloi. In order to use commonly known markers to describe boundaries, a seller will include a wider area in his dimensions than he is actually selling. A field bordered by other fields owned by several different people. Reuben and Shimon on the east, and Levi and Yehuda on the west. It depends on what he wrote in the Shtar Mechira in the deed. If the seller described the northern and southern borders and then wrote both the Reuben connected Levi or the Shimon connected Yehuda, Kan HaKoel. The buyer acquired the entire field because the seller intended to sell the entire field as he described all the neighboring fields on the eastern and western borders. If he wrote only one, the Reuben connected Levi, or the Shimon connected Yehuda, Loikon El connected Akatzer. The buyer only acquired half the field because the seller only intended to sell half the field as described. If he wrote the Reuben or the Shimon connected Levi, Kan the connected Reish Tor. All agree that the buyer acquires the field on a diagonal line from the full eastern side bordering the fields of Reuben and Shimon to half of the western side bordering Levi as described, because if the seller intended to sell only half, he should have written the Reuben connected Levi or the Shimon connected Yehuda as in the previous case. However, if Meitzer Lai, Meitzer Echad Aruch, or Meitzer Echad Katzer, if the entire western side was Levi's field, and the eastern side bordered Reuben B'Shimon, and he wrote the Reuben Keneged Levi, in this case, Rav ruled Loikon El Keneged HaKatzer. The buyer only acquired the half of the field between Reuben and Levi because Mitzarim Herchav Lai, the seller was only using Levi's field as clearly recognized marker, as Rashbam explains, Shein Kaisun Chatzi Meitzer, V'Hotzach Lichtav Meitzer Shalem. It's not customary to refer to half a field, and so he simply wrote Levi's field on the western border. However, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi argued, V'yikne keneged Reish Tor. The buyer acquires the field on a diagonal line from the full western side bordering the fields of Levi to half of the eastern side bordering Reuven, as described, because here too we should assume, as the Rashbam explains, the Dafka Kasav Lai. He intended to sell the entire western side of Levi as written, because it is more likely that the border descriptions were exact. The Gemara relates, Shasig Rav. Rav did not respond, implying that he conceded the point. Meitzer Reuben Mizrach U'Mayrev, or Meitzer Shimon Tzafim V'Darm. If this field was bordered by Reuben's field on the east and the west, and by Shimon's field on the north and the south, it depends. If the seller wrote Sade Zu, Harehi B'Teich Sadis Reuben B'Shimon, the field is bordered by Reuben and Shimon, Maflik Le Ba'alachsen, we draw a diagonal across the field, and the buyer only acquired half the field, since this section borders both Reuben and Shimon. However, if he wrote Meitzer Reuben Ruchen Train, or Meitzer Shimon Ruchen Train, the field borders Reuben on two sides and Shimon on two sides, he clearly intended to sell the entire field. The Gemara poses a series of inquiries. Sayim lo yasakran nismahu. If the field in question was bordered by many fields, and the seller listed the four properties that border this field at its four corners, without delineating its dimensions, what is the halacha? As Rashbam explains, in derech limkar karnes hasada, we do not assume that he intended to sell four small plots at each corner. Rather, the question is whether kol hasada shebetech akranes macholai, he sold the entire property within the corners, or le macholai ella telem balachsin mikaren lekaren, he only sold them two diagonal strips of land from corner to corner. Kimin gamahu. If the seller described the two neighboring fields that meet at the southeastern corner and the two neighboring fields that meet at the northwestern corner, what is the halacha, as Rashbam explains? Kan hakel, perhaps the buyer acquires the entire field, because meitzer tchilas kalaruches kemisha meitzer es kulon. He described not only the corners, but also a partial boundary on each side, giving an impression of the dimensions of the entire field. Or lekana ele balachsen, he only sold the parcel of land formed by drawing lines between these four markers, similar to the previous case. Bisirugin mahu, if two neighboring fields border this field on each side, and the seller listed every other field, one on each side, what is the halacha, as Rashbam explains? Kan hakel, perhaps he sold the entire field because terei chayilay lichtav kulam. We assume he didn't bother mentioning every field. Or lemacher ele keneged oisin shel meitzer balachsen. He only sold the sections of the field across each border he mentioned by drawing a diagonal line from the borders of each section to the center of the field. The Gemara replies, take with leaving these queries unresolved. The Gemara discusses another sale involving ambiguous borders. Meitzer loy, meitzer rishen, meitzer shen, meitzer shlishi, u meitzer vi loy, meitzer loy. If the Sel described three of the four borders of the field, the Gemara cites three opinions. Amar Rav, kan hakol chutz b'meitzarevi. The buyer acquires the entire field except for the strip of land along the fourth border. As Rashbam explains, lahachi ahani ma'id lekasa meitzarevi. This is what he intended to exclude by failing to mention the fourth border. Shmuel Amar, afilu meitzarevi. He acquires the entire field, as Rashbam explains, ha'id lekasa v'mishum d'leitzarech. He did not find it necessary to mention the fourth border, since listing three borders fully describes the dimensions of the field. He only acquires one strip of land along the three borders he listed. The Gemara explains, he agrees with Rav that the seller's incomplete description of the borders was intended to exclude part of the property. Therefore, we assume he excluded the entire field and he only sold a strip along the borders he mentioned. Rava rules, Hilchasa kana hakol, the besado le shayv le midi. He did not intend to exclude the field itself, in agreement with Rav. However, regarding Mitzrevi, the strip of land along the fourth border, the Gemara introduces several other factors and it depends. Hecha de mivla, if he described the other sides until the very end of the field so that the fourth border is encompassed by the other borders, and also leka le'rechva dedikla v'loi habatishas kavin. The strip of land along the fourth border does not have palm trees planted on it, and it is not large enough to plant 9 kav of seeds. Kana, it is included in the sale because it's not a significant piece of land on its own. On the other hand, loi mivla, if he did not describe the other sides until the very end of the field, so there is a strip of land along the fourth border that is not encompassed by the other borders, and also iko le'rechva dedikla v'habatish kavin, there are palm trees growing on the strip of land, or it is large enough to plant 9 kav of seeds, like kana. It is not included in the sale because it's a significant field on its own, and we assume that he retained it for himself. However, if the land was encompassed by the other borders, but it either has trees or is large enough to plant 9 kav, or ki loy muvla veikol la richba dedikla v'habatishas kavin, if it was not encompassed by the other borders, but does not have trees and is not large enough to plant 9 kav, it malola haigisa v'it malola haigisa. There are two versions of Rabba's ruling. Some say kana, the buyer acquired the strip, and some say like kana, he did not acquire it, and so we rule shuda d'daini. Besdin determines the most likely interpretation of the seller's intention, depending if he sells generously or grudgingly. The Gemara discusses other sales involving ambiguous terms. Amar Rabba, palga de isli ba'ara palga. If someone owns half a field and says, I am selling you half that I own in the land, he intends to sell his entire portion. However, palga ba'ara de isli riva. If he says half in the land that I own, he intends only to sell half of his portion, which is one quarter of the field. Another case, Amar Rabba, meitzar ara de mina palga. Palga. If the seller said, your section will be bordered by the field from which it was divided, he intends to sell half. However, meitz ara demina psika teskaven. If he says your section will be bordered by the field from which it was cut off, he only intends to sell a minimal sized field of 9 kav. However, Abaya argued, maishnahachi, maishnahachi. The halacha in both cases is the same. And the Gemara explains, however, that it depends on something else. I amale ilan metzrenaha palga. If he described the borders and then added, and these are the borders, we interpret this as yitru loshen liyapis koyach, an unnecessary expression to strengthen the buyer's position, and therefore we assume he divided the field equally. However, if he does not use this extra expression, he only sold him a minimal section. The Gemara relates ishtik regarding this halacha. Rabbi did not respond, apparently accepting Abaye's opinion.